Hello everyone and welcome to Digital Voices, a podcast where we, Paula, Diego, Elena and Miguel, talk about how technology affects our lives. Today's episode is called Is My Phone a Safe Place? We are going to discuss social media, privacy and cyberbullying.
Social media is part of our daily routine. Many people spend hours on apps like Instagram, TikTok or WhatsApp. We use them to talk with friends, share photos and watch videos. But even though these apps are fun, they also can create problems.
One of the biggest problems is cyberbullying. It happens when someone uses the internet to insult, threaten or embarrass another person. Because it is online, it can spread very quickly and reach many people in just a few minutes.
That leads us to our first question. Should there be stricter laws against cyberbullying and online harassment? Well, in my opinion, the answer is yes. Cyberbullying can have very serious consequences. It can affect students' mental health, their confidence, and even their performance at the school.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes people think that writing a mean comment is just a joke. But online, words can hurt a lot. When something is posted online, it can stay there forever and many people can see it.
However, some people say that laws are not enough. Education is also very important. Students need to learn how to behave online and how to respect others, just like they do in a real life.
Yeah, and that connects to our second question. Who is responsible when something harmful goes viral? The user, the platform, or both? I think both have responsibility. Users choose what they post, so they should think before sharing something harmful.
But platforms also have a role. Social media companies should control the content on their apps and react quickly when someone reports harassment or bullying.
Exactly. If a harmful post becomes viral, the platform should remove it as soon as possible to protect the person who is being attacked.
Our third question is very interesting. Do students really know what they accept when they dig? I agree, on apps.
Honestly, I don't think so. Most people just click accept without reading the terms and conditions because these texts are usually very long and complicated.
And that means many users don't fully understand how their data is used or what information the app can access from their phones.
That's why digital education is so important. Schools should teach students about online privacy and how to protect their personal information.
Finally, let's talk about our last question. Where is the line between a joke or a crime online?
Humor is normal on the internet, but the problem appears when the joke humiliates or harms someone else. If a person feels attacked or threatened, it stops being a joke.
Exactly. Words online can have real consequences. What might seem funny to one person can really hurt someone else.
So maybe the best rule is simple. Before posting something, think about how the other person might feel.
Social media can be a great tool to connect people, but it should be also a safe space for everyone.
And that means users, platforms, schools and governments all need to work together.
Because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, to feel safe online.
And that's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
See you next time.